It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and time to talk arts. Book Cliffs Arts Center, Veronica Capraro has been the... remind me what you call yourself, like the outreach.
Well, they call me an administrative assistant for the board of directors.
Works for me. Anyway, you're here to talk about upcoming events and some new cool things, some just summer things that the Book Cliffs Arts Center does, as well as some ongoing activities that have kind of been on the schedule for the last couple of years on a regular basis. Yeah, exactly. So I guess the first, the big one is Open House coming up on June 1st.
Yes.
Which you've done from time to time in the past as well.
Yep. So this will be our officially second annual Open House. We're trying to make it a regular thing. This year, we are partnering with the Aspen Art Museum. And we are going to have free art classes and picnic lunch for all that attend. We will have art making for adults, which is provided by Lacey White of the Aspen Art Museum. We are also going to be with that class. The participants will be invited to create their own personal greeting card using the vibrant colors and shapes inspired by an artist named Etel Adnan. I don't know how to pronounce that. Adnan.
Okay. So we're talking kinda glue like, and copy and paste, that
kind of
thing?
Pretty much. Almost like collage art. I was checking out his stuff. It's pretty neat. Big, bold colors.
By copy and paste, by the way, I mean with scissors and glue, not Control-C, Control-V, by the way.
Well, I mean, I guess you could do it on the computer. It's just not as fun.
Well, it depends on what your comfort level is and what your skill level is, I suppose. Will there be a charge for the open house on the first?
No, it's all free. Okay. It's all free. All the classes are free. Lunch is free. We want to bring art to the community and bridging the gap that way.
And again, this will be at the Book Cliffs Arts Center at the top of 16th Street in Rifle.
Yes.
And everyone is welcome to attend. Again, it's in cooperation, which I believe you did at least at one point in the past with the Aspen Art Museum.
Yes, we did that last year.
And again, their connection is they're not bringing art pieces down. It's more of an education.
And participation.
So will everybody be making the personalized greeting cards, or is this more of a kids thing?
So the cards will be for the adults. We have a kid art class that we are going to be doing with Book Cliff Art Center artists. And we were going to base it on the children's book writer, Eric Carle. So kind of similar to the same techniques as Etel Adnan. We'll be tearing paper, and they will be gluing them into an art form of whatever they want.
Tearing
paper.
So I'm getting not using scissors.
Just tearing the paper and then into the bigger pieces, little pieces, however they want. And then they will glue them down onto a canvas. Thank you.
Okay.
Piece. And they'll be able to take that home with them.
So if someone feels like their abilities are not adequate for the adult portion of this, could they sit in on the
they can sit in on any of the classes they wish. Yes.
Okay.
When we also will be having a teen art.
I was going to say there's an in between as well.
There's an in between because teens have a different perspective. Some of them love to color. Some of them love to tear. They like doing that. So we're going to do an inspired teen art, creating a unique piece. Hopefully that they would be willing to take home. Last year we did spray painting. We had some kids who really went forward and continued with the spray paint art at home, not on the graffitis.
So. Well, that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
Give them an outlet so they
don't do that. But it's a neat outlet. So this year it'll be just a unique piece for them to learn about.
Okay. And it sounds like the teen art uniquely different than the kid or the adult.
Yes,
projects.
It will be. Okay. It'll be different. We're looking at a couple of different options, and it'll also based on what kids come, because you know we're artists, we kind of flow that way, and you know we may do some acrylic paint. We may do there's a pour art type where they pour the paint on a canvas, kind of swirl it around. There's different options. Okay. So,
and again, these are all directed.
Yes, they are all directed by an instructor of some sort.
So it's somebody that knows what they're doing that can kind of point you in the right direction.
Correct.
As opposed to just, well,
Here you go. Try something new.
But. Again, that happens on June 1st and at the Bookliffs Art Center at the top of 16th. That is a Saturday, by the way. What hours on June 1st?
11 to 2.
Okay, so drop in anytime?
Anytime. If you could be there at 11, because we would like to start the classes kind of all together. And then we'll break for lunch and then have a little social after the lunch. But ideally, if you can be there by 11, but if you don't get there till later, we'll get you started either way.
And there are some regular events always ongoing at the Bookliffs Arts Center, by the way. Mm-hmm. You do have a website. It's bookliffsartscenter.org.
Correct.
So lots of S's.
Yeah,
so
don't forget the S's or you won't get us.
keep that in mind, Bookliffs Arts Center. Plus, you can find them on Facebook. It's actually Bookliffs Council on the Arts and Humanities.
Correct.
On Facebook. And then we'll talk about another Facebook page that's specifically set up for the Hilltop Summer Concert Series.
Correct.
As well. But the regular ongoing events include you do a First Friday.
Yep, we do artist reception First Friday. Every Friday,
every first Friday.
Let me correct it. Every first Friday of every month. No matter rain, snow, whatever's going on, will have it 6 to 8. And then we have open mic, which is our third Thursday. We always have that. It's open to everybody.
And, I mean, comedians, public speakers,
everybody.
Musicians.
Yes, musicians, okay. Public speakers, poetry, anybody who would like to come and experience some time. If you just want to come and observe, that's fine too.
And that starts that's on the third Thursday starting at 6:30.
Correct.
I notice you don't have an end time on that.
That goes, it varies, because during the winter sometimes it'll end at 8 because it's colder. During the summer it kind of goes more to dusk. Sometimes we'll set up outside the stone house and just play or whatever.
Okay. Depending on the weather, if it's cool or chilly or inclement in some way, you'll be inside. Otherwise,
outside.
Okay. Art Unplugged, the third Saturday. So that would be the Saturday following the third Thursday.
Exactly.
Well, sometimes, but not always, on where the first falls. Anyway, yep. That's from 11 to 2 on the third Saturday of each month.
Yep. And that's for any... It's generally adults, but teens and middle school can come, bring their art supplies, bring projects, whatever they're working on, from scrapbooking to acrylic painting, watercolors, and collaborate with other artists. And it's all on donation. So just come and get involved.
Okay. And bring, I don't know, a dollar or two
for just to put in the jar.
Art Center.
Yep.
Okay. You also still have some garden plots available you're renting for the summer.
We do. We have about 6 garden plots out of the 32 that we have. And we're actually going to be doing a work day to clean up the gardens on Saturday at 9 o'clock if anybody is wanting to come help. but whether it's cold or not, we'll be out there. But
I think Saturday's actually supposed to be nice.
I think so.
So
I hope so.
Right. Fingers crossed. Maybe a little cool in the morning, but that's when you want to get the work done when it's a little bit cool.
Exactly.
And those garden plots are $25. Is that per month or for the season?
$25 for the whole season, and you have to become a member. So a membership is fairly inexpensive. We have those at $24 for an individual, $36 for a family, and $12 if you're a senior or part of the military. And, you know, that added with the $25 for a garden plot, it's for the whole season.
So at most, you'll pay $49.
Well, 36 plus 24.
Oh, 36, I'm sorry. I was thinking the individual. Both. I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do the family.
So that'd be 61.
Yeah, 61. And it's for the whole season. So it works.
Absolutely. Especially if you don't have the room, you know, wherever you live, you can still have some fresh veggies.
Exactly. I have seniors who take the traveler to come and do their garden plots. They come at a specific time every week. They come and do their garden, and then they go back. It's kind of a neat program.
What is required for a garden? I mean, are you required to weed it so often just to keep because if you get weeds in one, they're going to eventually migrate.
Yep. Yeah. So you're responsible for your garden plot. You've got to keep it weed-free and around the perimeter. If you need help with that, you contact us and we'll work with you. We'll find help.
Okay. All right. Again, if you'd like more information on that, probably contact through Facebook is the easiest way,
yes.
Veronica. Okay. Yeah. So just search Bookcliffe's Council on the Arts and Humanities on Facebook, and you can learn more about those garden plots. Plus, you said, is it this Saturday?
This You've Saturday.
The
work.
The work day scheduled,
yep.
Kind of the beginning of the season,
yep.
Get everything cleaned out and get everything planted.
Well, yeah.
I'm confident in the weather forecast.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
Oh, please don't. Again, just search Facebook for Bookcliffe's Council on the Arts and Humanities, or the website is bookcliffsartscenter.org. It's kind of under maintenance right now, so Facebook is probably has the most up-to-date information at this time.
Correct.
We'll take a quick break, come back and talk about the summer concert series.
Yes.
At the Bookcliffe's Arts Center in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, Veronica Capraro from the Bookcliffe's Arts Center is here today. You may know them as the Bookcliffe's Council on the Arts and Humanities. At some point, there was a rebranding. It's now the Bookcliffe's Arts Center. Or at least that's what we would call it in the corporate world. Again, you can Facebook them, Bookcliffe's Council on the Arts and Humanities. Also, as I mentioned before, another summer concert series. This has been pretty popular, pretty well attended over the last several years. On Sunday evenings, again at the top of 16th Street at the Bookcliffe Center. So there's a special Facebook page set up for that. It's Rifle Hilltop Summer Concert Series.
Correct.
And a number of great local acts that will be performing this year, starting on Sunday, June 2nd. And again, you're there starting around 5 o'clock with a little opening act, a little opening music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about the headliners here that you can see, just in case there's a friend or a neighbor or a particular band that you really want to make sure you get out and support. And the first act this year on Sunday, June 2nd is Less Tension.
Yes. Less Tension. Relax.
Less as in short for Lester, and Tension as in relax, kind of kind of tension. What do you know about them? This band? Nothing? Okay.
I know George has always done all the lists, so I am putting forth who I do know.
Gotcha.
I know Jill Cohn. She'll be here June 9th. Rodrigo Aragon, he teaches guitar lessons through ours at Bookcliffe's Art Center on time to time. And he came in last year and walked into my office and said, I'd like to help out. So
funny how that happens.
Now he's one of our artists. So
okay, and he's performing on June 16th.
June 16th. And then Joey Ball with the new Mam Creek Band will be on June 23rd.
Okay. Of course, new Mam Creek, kind of bluegrass.
Yes.
Really, really tight band.
Yes.
They're really good.
They're fun to watch.
Yes, they are.
They're
absolutely.
A lot of fun.
Absolutely. Then Jeremy Eisenhart on Sunday, June 30th.
Mm-hmm. And July 7th, we have Aaron Marr. I'm not sure if that's correct, the way I'm pronouncing it. And July 14th, we have Ken Gentry. July 21st, we have Holly Guerin. July 28th, we have Chris Sorensen. And August 4th, we'll have Tom Evans. August 11th, Feeding Giants. And then we close out our summer with August 18th on the Leonard Curie Cheerio.
Now, for the Summer Hilltop series, is there an admission price or anything like that?
There's not. There's just, it's all donation. Anybody who's willing to donate to help offset the costs would be fantastic. We had some great sponsors. We have Alpine Banks, one of our sponsors, City of Rifle, and this year, Dragon Eye Events, it's a new company, is going to be running our sound for us.
All right. And again, those Sunday evening concerts weekly from June 2nd through August 18th at the Bookcliffs Arts Center, again at the top of 16th Street in Rifle. And that's in addition to all of those regular events that we talked about.
Yes.
The first Friday from 6 to 8, the open mic, third Thursday from 6:30 until whenever the last person leaves the stage, Art Unplugged, third Saturday from 11 to 2. And again, a few garden plots are still available.
Just a few. We got six left.
So what is that? Six of
32.
32. Mm-hmm. That would be more complicated math than I can do in my head. Of course, there are engineers and construction workers that are saying, well, you idiot, it's
this much.
Yeah, exactly. But that is not me. That is for sure. And again, where was I? You're also doing some kids' classes this summer.
Yes, we are going to be doing some kids' arts classes with a new artist that joined our Book Club's membership, and her name is Taylin Cameron, and she will be teaching a mixed media class. We're gearing this towards kids 8 and older. I know she would really like to see some of the middle school age kids come, so, you know, teach them mixed media. She's going to teach them how to draw fruit, and there'll be some different types, maybe a little rock art here and there, just a variety of things through the summer, the month of June.
All right. And again, you can learn more by checking out the Facebook page, Bookcliffs Council on the Arts and Humanities.
Yes.
Go to bookcliffsartscenter.org. And, of course, the Summer Concert Series line up at the Rifle Hilltop Summer Concert Series Facebook page. Kind of a separate event page,
yeah,
you might say, for the concert.
It comes alive this time of year.
You're right. Yeah. Summers are a big time for any nonprofit, I think. And you've actually got something else going on in June, actually.
Yes, we have a special teaching. A few months ago, we had Nicolas Toussaint come in and teach a class, and we asked if she would be willing to come and do it again. So this time, we are going to take some old skis with her guidance and take some ceramic tiles, mosaic tiles, and do mosaic art. We're calling it, I think, we're still working on the name, but we're kind of thinking blingy skis or something. An art piece that can be used, that you can utilize your old skis for. Although, okay, we do have skis. If you don't have any, we do have some that we're going to use.
And again, they're probably not going to be usable for skiing after this. So.
No, it's more of an art piece. So.
Make sure it's ones you don't care about.
Exactly. Old ones that don't need. I think little children's ones would be kind of cool, because then you can put those in your home inside as decor on your wall.
Again, not the, you know, 240 centimeter skis, but from back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Back when they kept saying, no, you need longer skis.
Well, we have those really tall ones too.
Like the jumper skis.
Yeah.
Again, the best way to contact is by searching Facebook, Bookcliffs Council on the Arts and Humanities. Again, you can find out a complete upcoming schedule, as well as keep up to date just with random pictures, that kind of thing, I'm sure, right?
Yep, we try to keep it going. We are all based on volunteer work, so anybody who's interested in coming and helping become a member and getting involved, we are always looking for new members and new volunteers.
So I'm assuming that there's will probably be some kind of a charge for the blingy skis,
yes,
thing, and then for the kids' arts class. But everything else we talked about is just on a donation-only basis.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yep. And if you become a member, you get discounted on the art classes. So like last year, a sample was we had a $15 art class. If you're a member, you were only charged $10. So.
Okay. And again, to become a member for an entire family, it's $36 a year. Correct. It's $24 for an individual. Uh-huh. See, my brain does work.
You're
sometimes.
Working.
I am remembering some things, and I didn't write that down, which
no,
is incredible.
I had to write it down, though.
We'll take a quick one. Final break, and we'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Veronica from the Book Cliffs Arts Center is here with us today. A full summer of activities on the schedule. A number of different ongoing things that have been the case at the Book Cliffs Arts Center for the last couple of years, I think mostly. I know First Friday's been going on for a long time.
It's pretty popular, and it's kind of neat because, you know, there's First Fridays going on all over downtown. And then they just, you know, come up and convene up at the Book Cliffs Arts Center also, and we just all collaborate.
Kind of back and forth.
Yes.
You might say. Do you have, again, the First Friday for you is kind of an art thing.
Yes.
So it's an art show.
It's
an
art show.
You've had featured artists at First Friday before, and it's somebody different, I think,
every month. Every month is somebody different. Occasionally we'll do a collaboration of artists where a group of artists come together to host a show. But generally, like this month right now, we have Carla Reed in our art, hanging in our gallery. And people call and say, hey, I want to see what's going on. Just make an call the number, and I'll meet you down at the Art Center and show you the gallery. Number is 970-625-1889. And then we have every month we switch out. So coming up here in June, we'll have a new artist, and then so on.
So you don't necessarily have, you know, business hours or operating mm-hmm. hours. It's mainly events. But if you'd like to check something out,
give me a
call. Give a call.
I live two blocks away, and I am generally there Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 2, although that's, you know, when everybody's at work because, you know, it's work hours. But
right.
If you have a lunch break and you want to come check it out,
okay.
Come up.
Again, the number is 625-1889. Again, the First Friday art event mm-hmm. from 6 to 8 on the first Friday of each month. Then open mic, third Thursday, starting around 6:30, going until whenever.
Yeah.
So tell me some of the more unique things you've seen at the open mic night on third Thursday.
We get a lot of guitar. sing guitar, piano, some vocals. I haven't seen anything majorly totally unique. So if somebody wants to come bring poetry or a ukulele or something and bring that in.
Wow. I haven't heard that word in years.
We had a 4-H member who, when we did the 4-H County contest, she played the ukulele with her sister.
That's
so
awesome.
So it was pretty cool. And nice. Then at Coleridge High School, they just had their concert of spring concert, and they did a song with the ukuleles. It was pretty neat.
That's awesome. Ukulele is a Hawaiian instrument, right?
Yes.
A little tiny guitar,
like three strings.
Seriously?
Three or four strings.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not, it's pretty neat. It's got a twangy sound.
It's very unique.
Yes.
Very unique for sure. Again, stuff like that on third Thursday of each month, the open mic night, again at the top of 16th mm-hmm. Street in Rifle at the Book Cliffs Arts Center. And then the Art Unplugged event, third Saturday of each month from 11 to 2. Adults, teens, maybe looking for more middle school mm-hmm. students. And that's, again, all of these are kind of just on a donation basis.
Donation basis. Come bring your artwork. If you're struggling with a piece, we had my daughter, who's 17 now, was struggling with a piece, so she took her piece to the Art Unplugged, and the adults there gave her some tips, and it helped her. And then she ended up giving them tips as a teen. You know, they kind of see things a little different and helped an adult. So it's kind of a give and take.
As is life with a teenager.
Exactly.
plus, just a few garden plots still available. $25
yes.
For the summer, plus the cost of a
membership.
Arts Council membership which can be just an individual at $24, a family $36. Remind me, seniors and military is
$12.
Okay, so, yep. So as little as $37, you can have a garden plot for the entire
for
summer.
The season.
They're raised beds, right?
They are raised beds. They and then you know they're nice soil. I want to say they're 10 by 12. I'm not real good with math measurings, but it produces a lot. We did it the AmeriCorps program last 3 years. We've produced tons of fruits and vegetables from this garden plot. That it's amazing what comes out of those little beds, how much you can put in there.
And it's amazing how much you can keep the weeds down in a raised bed. It's
yeah.
Not only the weeds that do grow, it's easier to pull them.
It's
when
much easier.
A little raised. You don't have to
especially
bend over as far.
Especially with all the rain, too.
Right? Exactly. Again, the Summer Hilltop Concert Series kicks off on June 2nd. It continues every Sunday through August 18th at the Book Cliffs Arts Center with a number of local acts and performers. I'm trying to cover everything here in this last segment.
Just our final open house.
That's right. Yeah, the open house Saturday, June 1st, in cooperation with the Aspen Art Museum from 11 to 2 on Saturday the 1st, including some free art classes as well as picnic lunch and art classes, speaking of which, for kids, teens,
and
adults.
And
different projects for each. It's not just the same thing adapted for each age group. It's something a little different for everybody.
Each one's geared towards a particular type of artwork or artist and something that we think the individual age groups would like.
So if you were like a beginning, maybe you're recently retired, you've got time on your hands, or you've been interested in art and you're finally going to give it a try. It sounds like maybe the open house would be the place to start.
Yep. Start at the open house or even any of our events. Come and we will guide you as much as we can.
I was going to say, it sounds like the Art Unplugged would be for someone that had a little more experience.
A little bit more, but like if you're just starting out with scrapbooking, you can bring your stuff and the artist there will go give you hints and tips that will help you. So,
all right. Again, the website is bookcliffsartscenter.org. Some general information there. If you want to get more specific about events and contact information, that kind of thing, Facebook is the best way to do that. Again, just search Facebook for Book Cliffs Council on the Arts and Humanities.
Yes.
And then, of course, you can also search for the Rifle Hilltop Summer Concert Series on Facebook, and you can get that complete schedule.
Correct.
Like I say, maybe see a neighbor or friend that is on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be somebody that you haven't seen in a while. Maybe it'll be somebody that you didn't even know performed, and there they are.
Yep, and then bring the family, and you know, we have some chairs available, but if you bring blanket, picnic dinner, come enjoy Sunday evening.
And I'm not sure I mentioned the times again, by the way, for the summer concert series. Again, it starts around 5 with an opening act of some kind, and then headliners around 6 o'clock.
Correct.
And as you say, it's pretty informal.
It's pretty informal. It's just fun gathering, you know, come off your porches and come up and sit with us.
Again, that's at the top of 16th Street at the Book Cliffs Arts Center. Again, search Facebook for Book Cliffs Council on the Arts and Humanities or Rifle Hilltop Summer Concert Series. And again, if you have any questions we did not answer here, you can always call Veronica or whoever would happen to answer the phone.
Mostly me.
That's what I thought. 625-1889. Anything else you want to mention? The sponsors again, maybe?
Yes. Our sponsors for the Hilltop Series is Alpine Bank, City of Rifle, and our new company called Dragon Eye Events. Who will be running the sound this year.
Okay. So anything else?
Nope. I think just everybody come to the open house and come and join. Get involved with the arts.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Thanks.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.